This is iWine Radio, first in wine talk. Welcome to Wine and Dine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo-Chamberlain.
Hi there, this is Andreas Larson.
Hi, this is John Capon.
My name is Mathur Jaffrey.
Hi, my name is Heike Platter. I'm from the Alto Adige region, or Südtirol.
Hi, my name is Paul Dolan. I am absolutely passionate about growing organic and biodynamic fruit for our wines.
Hello, my name is Lorena Garcia.
Hello, my name is Fritz Maytag.
This is Joyce Bach. I'm the author of Foodie Fight.
Hi, this is Lydia Mandavi, founder of 29 Cosmetics.
Cheers, this is Rob Barnett, CEO and founder of FinVillage.com, where wine lovers connect.
My name is Lynn Crelo-Chamberlain. Today we're going to have so much fun, including learning about an upcoming convention that is open to the trade, Wineries Unlimited, which is run by Vineyard and Winery Management Magazine, is hosting the 2010 conference theme, Balancing Cost and Quality for Profit. And of course, who is joining us today is none other than Richard Leahy himself. Richard is an unbelievably busy man. We've known Richard for many years on Wine and Dine Radio. He is currently the East Coast editor for Vineyard and Winery Management. He is the Mid-Atlantic and Southern editor for the Oxford Companion to the Wines of North America, regional editor for Kevin Zraley's New American Wine Guide, and assisted Steve DeLong in his recent wine tasting notebook. Now, he is a very serious event manager. He does a lot of writing, a lot of traveling, and he lives in Charlottesville, Virginia. And as he says, he's within sight of Monticello Mountain, home of Thomas Jefferson. I'm going to be seeing Richard here in a couple of months because I'm going to be judging with him in the International Eastern Wine Competition in New York's Finger Lakes, which is an international, as the title says, wines from around the world. Richard, thank you so very much for joining us today and talking about a very timely theme for a conference, Balancing Costs and Quality for Profit.
You're welcome, Lynn. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
So whose idea was it to have this specific title, or was it, you know, just kind of rumblings from a lot of people that you thought that this would be an appropriate title for a conference?
Well, I'm the program director for the seminars at the show, and there's two parts to it, as there is with many conventions. There's the trade show, which is the exhibition, and then there's the seminar program. And the seminar program runs for 4 days, Tuesday, March the 9th through Friday, March the 12th. The first day is newcomer-oriented sessions, and then Wednesday and Thursday are together with the trade show, and those days we have three concurrent tracks dedicated to viticulture, enology, and marketing management. And then the fourth day, Friday, is a day-long workshop, and this year it's going to be marketing-focused, and the title of that's going to be Building Community Around Your Brand.
Oh, yes.
So that's kind of the big picture. But getting back to answer your question, we have an advisory board of members of the industry, and I query them in the late spring and summer to ask their input on what they would like to see on the program.
Okay.
Out of those conversations and out of a big focus and concern on the economy came this conference theme. Now, as with other consumer goods, consumers are now buying wine more cautiously and spending
yes.
less. At the same time, producers are struggling to lower their inventories and manage costs. There may be ways in high technology and other kinds of products where you can come up with a new innovation and save a huge amount of cost. With wine grape quality, as you know, it's very difficult to maintain quality while lowering costs, especially
right.
with costs going up on the supply side. So we're looking at how to examine this equation so that winemakers can continue to produce fine wines in the East, in fact, improve wine quality without the economics putting them out of business, and at the same time, you know, getting new consumers recruited to their brands. We'd like to lower costs but at the same time, we don't want to lower quality. So how do we balance the equation is the answer to that.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's really hard. You can't exactly cut costs. And people don't realize that. And it drives me nuts from a retail perspective how consumers want to nickel and dime retailers. And the markup on wine, at least from wholesale to retail, is not that great.
Well, you're right. Part of the problem for the Eastern industry, where your listeners and everyone up to the 100th Meridian on the western edge of Minnesota have to deal with is managing fungal issues, fungal diseases.
Yes.
And so we put a huge amount of labor and time and materials into spraying fungicides through the growing season to avoid rotten diseases. Personally, I have a micro vineyard. I've got 8 vines. I'm in a townhouse, so I'm maxed out with the room there. But I planted them so that I would be in the shoes of growers every season and know what it was like to do that.
Yes.
And it was a heartbreaker because I lost all of my grapes due to black rot.
Oh, no.
Partly because I foolishly started spraying with something that was organic only, and by the time I switched to sulfur-based, it was too late, and the black rot took over, except for the one vine that was next to the heat pump, and the hot, dry air kept that from being ruined. So.
Okay.
But, you know, you put that on a large scale, and I really see what has to be done to get quality wine grapes through a difficult season like we just had this last year.
Yes.
And that cost has to be, you know, has to be passed on. Now, there are people coming up with innovative ways of reducing costs. There's a winery here in Nelson County called Del Fosse, and he decided to lower his carbon footprint. He would buy lighter weight glass bottles.
Okay.
And that lowered the carbon footprint in two ways, not just in the glass making process, but in the amount of diesel fuel that was burned to bring it to his winery.
Right, and deliver beyond once it's filled.
Exactly. So that was a way that he came up with that he could lower his costs and stay green at the same time. And so a lot of the conversation about sustainability and going green is a win for everyone because it also reduced producer costs.
Yes. Yeah, makes sense. Now, some other seminar titles include Top Wines with Good Economics.
Yes.
Managing Packaging Costs While Maximizing Shelf Appeal. This is a great one. Self-distribution?
Yes. Is it for you? This is kind of on the cutting edge of what's happening nationwide in that the three-tier system is being shaken up as more and more states pass laws allowing direct shipping to consumers.
Yes.
And also now retailers are trying to be able to ship direct. So the old model is really under a huge transformation. And we brought it up partly because in Virginia, as you may have heard, wholesalers went to the legislature and managed to convince them to take away the right of Virginia wineries to self-distribute, which they had had ever since the Virginia Farm Winery Act of 1980. So now the wineries for a whole year couldn't self-distribute. They had to either go with distributors or they couldn't do it at all. Now the state has set up this sort of wholesale corporation that wineries can sell to, and then that has a license to sell to the licensees.
Okay.
But, you know, that's also very cumbersome.
And, it's the state's way of gathering more money.
You know, it wasn't the state's idea, but it's now that the state agreed to it by that law, they've put themselves in the position of, how do we, you know, come up with a compromise? And so they're doing it, but it is costing taxpayer money. It's very frustrating for the wineries.
Well, and the wineries have to pay for that extra license.
Yes.
And all of this extra cost is passed on to consumers.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you, before we get too far on this, you have two very important people joining you this year. Keith Striegler?
That's right.
And Chris Gerling. Tell us about that.
Right. Those are both of those speakers will be speaking in the plenary session, which is the first session on Wednesday, and it addresses the entire conference theme. And it goes for three half-hour segments. And so Keith Striegler will start, and he'll talk about viticulture and how that relates, how he sees it relating to the conference theme and some ideas he has for the big picture with viticulture and the conference theme. And he is the state viticulturist from Missouri, and he's also director of the Intercontinental
Climate Viticulture and Enology at the University of Missouri.
Thank you, yes.
Yes, I have it right in front of me.
Oh, that's great. And Chris Gerling is extension enologist for Cornell University in the Finger Lakes.
Yes.
And so he'll be speaking about it from an enology perspective. And both of those speakers are sponsored by the American Society for Enology and Viticulture Eastern Section.
Yes.
And they're also providing moderators, and in turn, we're going to have a fundraiser auction for them at the Best of the East Gala on Wednesday, March the 10th.
Okay. Richard, is this conference, Balancing Costs and Quality for Profit, open to people who are not growers and winemakers? I mean, can wine aficionados or amateurs join in on the conference? Is it open to the public?
Well, you know, we don't market it to the public. The reason that we don't is that the exhibitors who pay to come there really want only to talk to people who are in a position to buy their trade product.
Okay.
And yet if people wanted to come to seminars, you know, we would we would certainly welcome them to do that.
Okay.
And there may well be enthusiasts or home winemakers or people thinking about starting a vineyard and winery business who are welcome to come, because this can give them a lot of information, valuable information on how to, you know, consider making the steps toward that process happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And anyone can find out about the show as well as register by going to our website, which is wineriesunlimited.com.
Okay, now the conference is March 9th through the 12th at the Valley Forge Convention Center, at located at King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, in suburban Philadelphia.
That's right.
Richard, you just don't stand still or sit still. I'm always amazed by how prolific you are. Thank you so very much for your time today.
Thank you, Lynn. I appreciate your help. Look forward to seeing you at IUW.
We will have all links up for you to learn more, including Richard Leahy's personal blog. You're listening to iWine Radio. iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com.